In late March, President Trump's efforts to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act failed, and the bill was withdrawn. How did you, or how were you prepared to vote on that?
My litmus test on the legislation was we had to be able to do what we promised. You know, the repeal and replace, you've probably heard that Anthem from Blue Cross is now looking, pulling out of the exchanges. Aetna was pulling out. Humana was pulling out. Had nothing to do with pending legislation. Had everything to do with what they were feeling economically under existing law called the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as some refer to it. The goal that we need to be able to achieve that we've heard out of our district is a lady I met with down in Ridgeway who was paying more for her insurance policy than she was for her mortgage payment, and she had a $6,000 deductible. Simply unsustainable for her. We need to be able to lower those premiums to make sure that we are still caring for those that are the most needy among us with pre-existing conditions. And I'm fully prepared to vote for legislation, and I think we're making moves forward on that now to assure that we're not only taking care of people with pre-existing conditions, giving states flexibility on the Medicaid end of it, incentivizing private medical health care savings accounts, but then also giving real meaning to affordable care in terms of giving people choice and to be able to buy across state lines and to be able to join groups to lower those health care costs. And that is legislation that is in progress. I think that the move to rush it to the floor until full consideration and impacts were taken into account was something that led to the bill being withdrawn as more thoughts were put in. We would like to see affordability and accessibility.
What are your thoughts about universal health coverage?
You know, I think that Colorado, we voted on a single payer in this last election, and it was resoundingly defeated by the people of Colorado. We want to make sure that we've got choices, that we have access to health care, and it needs to be able to be affordable. I think when we look at the template of what we've seen out of the Affordable Care Act, the CBO, citing, again, the scoring office out of the federal government, came out with a report about a year ago that the Affordable Care Act was going to run approximately $1 trillion more than originally anticipated. I think the best solutions are going to be to have real competition in the marketplace, to be able to give people resources. When I decided the healthcare savings accounts that can be funded with pre-tax dollars by the individual and or the employer, it's going to be able to give them freedom of choice and resources to be able to find and access healthcare. And as we look at what are the outcomes of under existing law, this is under the Affordable Care Act. We're having Aetna, Humana, other providers pull out of the marketplace, and here impacting us on the West Slope of Colorado, Anthem Blue Cross, if they indeed pull out, we're going to have communities that may not have a provider at all. Those are the challenges that we see when people are talking about universal care that's coming in that's going to be run strictly by the federal government.
So you're saying Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield may pull out of Colorado?
I don't know if they're talking about the entire marketplace or in selected market areas for the area, but those are some of the talks that we're hearing are going on.
Do you think health care is a right?
You know, I think that every person has an obligation to make sure that they're taking care of themselves and their family. You know, talking to doctors, they're both mine, you know, in terms of having it. We've actually had that in this country. You know, people did have access to health care. Was it perfect? Certainly not. But as we saw the federal government move into the role of defining what you will be covered by and how much you're going to have to pay, that has not worked out well for the people in the 3rd Congressional District. As we saw double-digit increases in premiums, as we saw copays that were going up, and access to health care literally going down.
But do you think that it is just a right for everybody to have health care?
I think that it's a very human thing that we want to make sure that that is extended and available to everyone. And if we put forward our legislation, it still gets down to some personal responsibility as well in terms of making sure that you're getting your checkups and have the ability to be able to pay for those. And I think every one of us would say, yeah, we want to make sure if somebody is sick or somebody is hurt in an accident that they're going to receive care.
I know that you have started having town halls in the 3rd Congressional District. When do you plan to have a town hall meeting in Garfield County?
We'll get that scheduled out. We just I've been to one in Paonia, just had one in Montrose, one effectively back up in Grand Junction with Club 20. We're going to be in the San Luis Valley. We're going to be over to Pueblo. And we'll have another one. As I know you're well aware, I think we've had several town halls in Garfield County over the course of my term, and we'll certainly get another one scheduled.
Congressman Scott Tipton, thanks very much for talking with me today. I look forward to talking to you next month.
You bet. Pleasure to visit with you. Have a good afternoon.